This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Parenting newborns can be overwhelming, especially if you're a first-time mum or dad. From books, health professionals, and even well-meaning friends, advice and tips come from everywhere. And we are living in the digital age, which means that baby gadgets are now an additional thing to try and confuse new parents. So I've got tech expert Jeff Quattromani from the Technology Uncorked podcast on the line to unpack the world of baby gadgets. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, this is a bit of fun. I'm a dad, and I know you are too. And I feel like even since my first was born 4 years ago, that things have changed in a big way around baby gadgets. Aren't mobiles enough for newborns anymore? I mean, the physical mobile that you hang over the crib, not the mobile phone. You don't want to give the kid that.
It's a really good point. So I have a 2.5-year-old, and we didn't even have a mobile. We didn't even get one of those. We never thought of actually getting one. We've had gadgets instead, but you know, they certainly have come into fruition. There is almost a Bluetooth or Wi-Fi connected baby anything now. So if you want to keep an eye on your baby, you don't even need to be in the room anymore to do that.
No, that's right. Well, let's talk about some, first of all, maybe some helpful gadgets that might be out there on sale.
Yeah, so one of the things that I started to notice very quickly was convenience and what are the things I can do in my home that make things hands-free. So if you're carrying baby or you're feeding baby, if you need to control your lights, if you want to play music, whatever it is, being able to talk to a smart speaker, investing $10 in a light globe that replaces the one in the lamp in their room, that way you can dim the lights, you can turn them off, turn them on, bring in some white noise on a smart speaker if you need to. I loved being able to do all of that through my voice because what you need more than anything is more hands. And if we can't get more hands, using our voice to extend them is the best way to do it.
That's very true. But then I guess there's other gadgets that are around that are just there to make money and not actually help you out. Are there some that we should steer clear of?
Look, there are so many. And this is the scary part, is actually trying to figure out which ones you should and shouldn't go for. Now, most people will want to buy a baby monitor because for me, very heavy feet. When I walk into a room, I'd wake up an adult. So, you know, if you can avoid going into the room to check up on the baby, extremely important. So good baby monitors tend to start around the $130 mark and go up from there. But then they can get a little bit carried away the more expensive they get. So there's one that I've tested called the Cubo AI, a really beautiful baby monitor. It is almost $400. It tracks their sleep based on movements. It can give you alerts if it thinks the baby's face is face down. All these different types of interesting, you know, features. But do you really need that level of baby monitor? Probably not. You know, just being able to have an eye into the room at $130 is usually enough. There's also a product called the Smart Sock by a company called Owlet. This is interesting because it actually tracks the baby's heart rate and blood oxygen levels, you know, using sensors on their feet. Again, the problem there is that you could get false alarms if baby kicks off their sock, which happens all the time. So, you know, if you get an alarm that says your baby's heart rate has dropped, you're going to go running into that room. Baby could be sound asleep, but they've just kicked off this Smart Sock. So, you know, this Smart Sock is almost $500. You don't really want something like that that's going to create false alarms, especially around heart rate. That's the scariest thing you could imagine. So there's plenty of gadgets out there. Do you need them all? Not sure.
When I bought a baby monitor, it's got a video camera. But since then, you can actually get some that connect via, I think it's Wi-Fi. Yeah. Is there any risk of those in people hacking in?
It can be a real concern. And I really encourage people to have a look at the companies that they're buying baby monitors from and do some searches online and see if they have been hacked before, because anything that's connected via Wi-Fi usually uploads their video content or connects back to your phone through the internet. So there's amazing convenience that you can monitor things on your smartphone. Content's usually stored in the cloud as well. So if you've got poor password protection, if your Wi-Fi password is easy to hack, there are so many risks where people from anywhere in the world could potentially hack into that baby monitor, look and talk through it as well. So you do want to make sure you have proper security on your Wi-Fi network and on the account that you have with your baby monitor as well.
Now, you said you're a dad to a 2.5-year-old. Are there any gadgets that have come out since then that you wish you had when your kid was just born?
Look, there's one. There's one other which I'm kind of, you know, if I have another kid, I'm going to have to try this one out. And it's called the Snoo Smart Sleeper. Essentially, we're talking about a bassinet that can rock the baby to sleep.
Ah, yes.
So it has built-in microphones. It actually holds the baby so it stays on its back. But if it hears the baby start to, you know, get a bit restless, start making a bit of noise, it will just gently rock the bassinet. And if the crying increases, it maybe rocks a bit faster to emulate being in the car going for a drive. But after about a minute or so, if it's still hearing crying, it just gives you an alert on your smartphone to say, well, time for you to be the parent. You better step in and take care of this.
I'm out. It's your turn.
However, this is a $1,700 product. So you do need some spare change for this, especially given that babies don't stay in the bassinet for long. It's a very big investment for a short period of time.
I know, but if you can save having to transfer a child from your arm into the bassinet, that is priceless, my friend.
It is, and this is the thing. If sleep is important and you can get an extra 1 hour a day, an extra 2 hours a day based on having this bassinet, that $1,700 could feel like a drop in the ocean.
Are there any baby gadgets that you wish existed that don't, Jeff?
I don't know if I can say that as somebody who tests gadgets for what I do. I think that they've all got a place. I think some of them are good for people who are very nervous parents, especially being a first-time parent. It could actually be a bit of a peace of mind for a lot of people. I just think that people need to make sure that you're the parent, not the gadget. So it doesn't matter which one you buy, how good it sounds, you still need to be there. You still need to be around. You need to be ready to take over because they can't do everything. Somehow I was born and raised without any of these gadgets. So if it worked for me, I'm sure it can work for others.
That's exactly right. Well, Jeff Quattromani from the Technology Uncorked podcast, really appreciate you chatting about the world of baby gadgets with us this morning. I think a lot of tired parents of Hopeland are probably thankful for you right now.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.